All right, Al. Compose yourself, sir.
In other words,
don't embarrass us.
Please. She's got a movie in theaters right now. It's called The Boy Next Door. Al and I watched this movie. It's great and sexy.
You had a little mandate.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. Her name is J-Lo. We call her Jennifer Lopez. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
How are you, sweetie?
I know.
I'm good. I'm so glad you guys like the movie. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Creepy.
See, Jennifer.
It's creepy and fun, yeah.
See, Jennifer, I didn't
get
to go.
There's some images in the movie you can't get out of your head.
Right.
See, now, I didn't get to go to the screening. I had a charity event, but I'm kind of scared to see your movie because I think it's going to turn me off from my cougar ways.
Oh, God. Are you a cougar?
Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid that's what I tend to date, a little bit younger.
So what does that mean?
16 years.
You like only younger guys. You go after younger guys.
I don't go after them, but that's the only ones asking me out. So when you find yourself repeatedly dating younger.
I don't think that makes you a cougar.
That's what you said, Jennifer. I was watching your interview the other day, and you said you don't particularly like that word. It just happens to be the age of the guy that hits on you.
Right. It's a negative term. It's like diva. I don't like it.
Right. Oh, see, Kelly?
Okay.
I don't think it's fair.
What should we call Kelly then, if not a cougar?
Well, if she doesn't go, I think that somebody, it's like a cougar is somebody who preys on somebody else. I feel like that's what it is. And the implication is that an older woman is preying on younger guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what, is that what you're doing?
No, ma'am.
No.
No, they hit on her. They go to her.
You're not a cougar.
She doesn't pray.
You're just a hot woman who young guys like. That's different.
That's right, Jennifer. I'm going to tell you what. You are my inspiration. I literally carry your book, True Love, with me every day. I take it out and
Thank
I look
you.
At the cover because this is the person I want to be. I want to be you in that moment. The cover of this book, it just, that's who I want to be in this lifetime.
Thank you, baby. That's so sweet.
I'm not joking.
You know, I wrote that book. It was a scary thing for me. And then, you know, to have the reaction to it that it's had, it's been really nice. Thank you so much.
Jennifer, does it freak you out? Because being on Instagram, you know, I follow your stylist and makeup artist, and I always see girls post things like, this is my J-Lo year, meaning, you know, we're going to be really well-groomed and take care of ourselves. And at some point, I know it's flattering for you because you're always so on point with everything, but do you feel pressure or have you just gotten over that kind of pressure over the years?
I think, you know, I've learned that that's not something you want to do to yourself. That's no way to live. You don't want to put all this responsibility or pressure. I just try to have fun with everything. I have an amazing, you know, career and an amazing life, and I'm super grateful for that. And all I want to do, even when I get overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and sometimes I take on a lot, is just remember, like, wow, you are so lucky. You are so fortunate. And yes, I work hard. It's not like things were handed to me, but at the same time, I still feel very fortunate to be able to do what I love to do every day. You know what I mean?
I feel lucky just being able to watch you do what you do. Okay, now I've asked you one question, Jennifer. This is Big Al. We've talked many times.
Multiple
times. I'm sure she remembers. Uh-huh. Okay.
So in the movie, you got on your little yellow nightie and you're leaning out the window looking at homeboy across the street. Now,
right.
They pan over to him. They show you again, and it looked like your little nightie was about 3 inches higher on your hip. I was just wondering who actually. It was 3 inches higher on your butt.
He's obsessed about your wardrobe this movie.
Oh, I'm just obsessed.
So is it just a continuity?
I didn't notice that.
Yes, ma'am. You go back and watch it. I'm telling you. In fact, invite me over and I'll point it out.
Speaking of The Boy Next Door, this is, you probably had your sexiest scene to date in this movie. Do you practice your sexy face in the mirror before you shoot something like this?
No. I don't practice faces in the mirror, not cry faces, not sexy faces, not as an actor, that's like a no-no, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Really?
Like, any acting coach or teacher will tell you, it's not about trying to look a certain way. It's about kind of trying to be truthful in the moment, and whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
because
stop
it's
doing
not-
that, JC. JC practices sexy face all the time.
I didn't know. Now I know, J-Lo.
That's not. And by the way, in real life, I don't think it's that great either.
Well, it's been really fun because I think you're doing more press for this movie than you have any of your movies in the past. Is it because you're a producer and you've got a lot riding on this?
I think it's because I believe in it. I think I know it's fun. I am a producer on the film for sure. That has something to do with it. And, you know, it's just something that I did, you know, not for the money, but just because I thought it would be a great project. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I really am. And to watch it with audiences as a producer is so satisfying, to see people like jumping out of their seats and, you know, yelling at the screen and having a good time and cringing, the whole thing, everything about it just makes me happy. And I'm glad that people are loving it and enjoying it and having a good time with it.
Yeah,
I can't wait,
Kelly,
to see it.
You're going
to
love this movie. The first shot of Ryan Guzman is his tricep.
Oh, you know how I feel about triceps.
And that's when the ladies are like, whoa.
And apparently you too, Drew.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Right.
We love that you actually took us, I think People Magazine or something, took us into your closet. And that was just such a fascinating peek. You have more jeans than a Gap store, Jennifer.
Right. You know, I had a clothing line for many years with Andy Hilfiger, and then I have another clothing line now. So I have so many samples at my house.
Oh, don't make excuses, even, like, Jennifer. You should. If I were you, I would have all the clothes, too.
It's the truth.
Yeah, but I'm saying what I loved about this closet tour is...
I mean, I have a lot of jeans, but I don't have that many.
But I love that your closet was like... I mean, mine's like, you know, one shelf compared to yours, but it was a real closet. Like, it looked lived in. You know, it wasn't like perfectly everything put together. It was a real insight that you're still normal, a normal girl that has some clothes everywhere.
Yeah, no, I mean... Over the years, I have done so much wardrobe and so many appearances and so much stuff. I have collected. It's insane what I've collected. And when I moved into that house that I was in, that closet, it was like a dream come true. I was like, oh, my God, I have space for all this stuff that I've been collecting for years and years and years being in the business.
You should do it in some sort of like showbiz museum.
It's
like
art.
Send your wardrobe on tour. So you don't have to. Well, I'm very excited. I promise you I'm going to see The Boy Next Door if I can get rid of my kid this weekend with a babysitter.
Exactly.
That's on my list of things to do.
It'll be worth it. You'll have a good time, I promise. Go with a lot of girlfriends and guy friends and stuff like that. Go with a big group.
Take everybody.
In other words, a lot of people that'll spend $11.
That's right.
That's what Jennifer's trying to say.
I mean, that's part of it. But you know how when you do I don't know if I said this already, but if you do a roller coaster ride, if you go on the roller coaster by yourself, you have fun. But if you go with a lot of people and there's a lot of people screaming and laughing and yelling, it's that type of movie. You want to do it with a lot of people.
Absolutely. Awesome. I'll do it, Jennifer. Well,
Jennifer, I know you have a very full day today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about your movie.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I hope you liked the shirt that I wore for our interview.
Yeah, we got dressed up for you.
Al got dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, post it.
I've already put it on your Twitter page.
Tagger.
It's already done.
Five times, Jennifer.
It's already on the Twitter.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer Lopez, everybody.
Boy Next Door in theaters now. Go check it out.